This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We brought it up. It's kind of under the radar. 32nd round picks holding out in solidarity. Training camp's getting set. Chargers and Lions this week. Tate Ratledge, unsigned. It's nothing right now. It could be something. Is your starting offensive lineman, maybe your starting center. 2 second round picks got fully guaranteed deals. Will Ratledge hold out for guaranteed money? Is right now.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard any update there. And we've been talking about it. 10 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Tickets. They don't go on sale, but they go up.
To claim.
Availability.
Yes.
To claim.
10 o'clock.
Are you going to be out in the bullpen there trying to get yours so that you can sell them again?
First of all, I didn't sell them last year, but I love the entrepreneurial spirit. It's what this country's founded on, John.
Some free tickets going to the highest bidder.
Clearly a market for it. Supply and demand, capitalism, USA and all that stuff.
So you're going to be online?
It's a business opportunity, John. 248-539-9797.
If anybody does that, scumbags.
I want to get a phone call in on this Ratledge stuff, and then we are going to have a little fun because you saw this video with football season right around the corner.
It's perfect.
Guys, if you haven't done it, you may start doing it.
Heather, you haven't heard it yet, have you?
I have not.
Okay. All right. Just hold tight.
She hasn't heard the audio or she hasn't heard?
I don't think she even knows what is coming.
I have no idea. I haven't heard anything.
Okay. We'll get to it after Joe in Madison Heights. Joe, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas. Hey, John, I'll confer this one to you. Okay, the framework is already there with people getting slotted in. So let's say you take 33. Well, he gets 100% of his money. 34 would get 99%, all the way down to the last pick in the second round, which would get 68% of their money. I think everybody can live with that. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you would have to ask the franchises. I think, just personally, that you should guarantee all contracts. But
100%, right? 100%?
Yes, I do. But that's a CBA issue, and it's not open for discussion at this time.
Right.
And so when in the next negotiations, then what are players willing to give up if they want to have rookies get guaranteed money? And I guarantee you, I'll give you this guarantee, there's not going to be a lot of vets that are willing to give up something that they're going to bargain for over rookies getting guaranteed contracts.
Okay, I can get with that.
That's good perspective.
So, you guys have a good day.
You too, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Joe,
I
love the idea of being slotted your guarantee along with your pick. But again, that's all collectively bargained when the players sit down with the owners.
I didn't play that. Anyway, you're looking at me.
No.
So I do want to play audio, though.
Yes.
So you sent this to me. And I don't think this is new, but maybe this is going to become the norm.
I want Heather to listen to this as if this was Colin handing you a piece of paper that you are going to read. This was handed to a gentleman's wife by him. He wrote this letter, gave her a 2-week notice, and this is what it sounds like. Sorry, you can't quit. We're short-staffed. That was her response.
2-week notice.
Mm-hmm. So if Colin handed you that, his 2-week notice that he has been a loving husband, an engaged father, but from in 2 weeks, Monday nights, Thursday nights, Saturdays and Sundays, he has conflicting commitments and will not be as engaged as he was in the off season.
Well, I would laugh like the woman was laughing as she read it. And then I would run upstairs and pack my bag before him and get out of there and be like, ha ha, joke's on you. I'm out first. You got to take care of the kids. I get it.
So
I totally
leave him?
Yeah, I'd leave first so that he has to do all the responsibility. And then it would be my vacation for those few months.
Yeah.
And joke's and on him.
Then you expect to come back.
Yeah, eventually. I know. I mean, I get. Yeah. I get. That's cute. It was. Yes. It was very cute.
But it's also something
but
that does take place in homes all across the country.
Without a doubt, it does.
And we would love to know how you bargain for football season.
Yeah.
The trade-offs, how you find time. If you're a parent, if you got little ones, you still want to be a loving husband. Our situation's a little more extreme, John. I mean, you're tied up on the Saturdays with Michigan in addition to the busyness of football season. I'm doing a lot of Lions pregame, going to be doing some post stuff.
Yeah, but you're getting paid to do that. That's your job.
So that's how we can sell it.
That is my exact excuse. And it is for 363 days a year. And the only 2 days are actually the ones that we're currently living, the day before the Major League Baseball All-Star Game and the day after Major League All-Star Game. And in fact, it probably wasn't even last night because I told Lisa, I'm like, I got to watch this because it's for work.
It's my job.
It's my job.
It's work.
And so anytime there's a game that I feel like I just have to see.
Does she ever call you out on it? Like, why are we watching Texas San Antonio play Tulane?
No, she doesn't because she probably secretly wants to watch it as much as I do.
Oh, she likes football.
Oh, she loves football.
So
it's an easy sell for me.
But there's a lot of guys listening
that
there's
don't have that from buy-in from their spouse.
Whose spouse does not watch football. Yeah. I mean, so it's different.
But most houses have multiple TVs. Like, true. I don't mind the watching of football. I mind the unable to help with dinner, baths, and bedtime.
So if you can over-deliver in that department, you can bank
the
time.
The
watch
you
got
to build up a cachet
of
goodwill, which it sounds like this guy has done. Yeah.
According to himself.
And he's given her proper notice, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I want to present a hypothetical for this fall. Heather goes to Colin and says, hey, first weekend of October, let's take the kids up north, see the fall colors, go to the apple orchard, and spend one last good weekend outside up north before everything turns, the weather. But the Lions play the Bengals at 4:25 Sunday, and Colin says we have to be home in time for that. What's your reply?
I don't think he would say that. I think he would say we have to watch it there.
No. This is the deal.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, fine.
Because this happens, maybe it doesn't happen with Colin in your house, but it does happen in households across the country. Oh, it does.
Well, I mean,
why don't you just listen on all the Lions affiliates
as you travel down? He is obsessed with, he would have the game on as we're driving if we were in the car.
So that's the workaround.
Is that good enough, though, to listen on the radio? Is that good enough?
No. You can watch video.
So do you drive then?
He would have the game on.
Oh, Colin, distracted driving.
He couldn't listen to it on the radio?
Well, he'd prefer to watch it.
I'm just asking.
He could, but he wouldn't. He would have the game on his phone, and he'd be the game would be playing on his phone.
So why don't you drive then, so that he can watch and be a safe driver?
And I've done that before.
Okay.
Yes,
but
when
Emily
starts kicking
you. But these are sacrifices you have to make.
Well, then I'd pull this car over right now. And
mom snapper.
So here's the next step is to prevent the mom snapping of fingers or don't make me pull this car over or I'm going to turn around, is you have your, I would say tablet, not just phone, tablet or computer that you are now streaming the game on. And I would sit back with the kids to let them watch as well. Sometimes they don't really care what's on. They just want to see something. And then you can interact with the kids. Oh, did you see this play? And you could be in the back seat with the kids mm-hmm. while mom is driving.
I mean, I don't really, if we had to get home early to watch a game, that doesn't really bother me if we had a great weekend. Like, I really don't mind watching the game. I like to watch the game with him. In fact, yeah. if it's a Lions game, I enjoy yeah. watching the games with him. Other games I don't really care about.
Well, that's the key, is there's levels of ask. Right. There's one game a week I want to watch my Detroit Lions. And yeah, it's annoying if you're not a Lions fan, but you can work around 1 3-hour, 4-hour block a week. What this guy pitched is Monday night too, because who's ever playing, yeah. I got to see it. Thursday night, who's ever playing, I got to see it. College all day Sunday, not just the Lions game.
Yeah,
but all
he actually
day.
Said 10 in the morning until
10 you know, p.m.
No, the college game was 12 o'clock.
Was it?
Yeah, midnight.
Yeah.
Because you got to get those, yeah. you know,
wall to wall.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're planning your schedule, your life around football,
mm-hmm.
you got it's a delicate dance to walk in the house.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How are and we've got some calls.
Yeah.
I want to know those sports lovers, because it doesn't have to be just the guys, could be the women as well.
Yep.
How do you negotiate the coming football season with your significant other?
Our expert negotiators, we need to hear from you. 248-539-9797. A two-week notice, or maybe you got a better strategy. It's 97.1.
In sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it is personal. And the same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. That someone is David Femininio. He's got a slogan, get David, get paid. We've all heard it. Well, to him, it's not just a slogan. It's his promise to take care of you. So if you or someone you know has been injured, tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We played some sound. It was of a man who handed his wife a two-week notice. Football season's around the corner. I'll be busy. I have commitments.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, it's a funny viral video, but people have to negotiate time in the fall. And John, I think we have the easy excuse. It's work.
Yeah.
It's still a lot of time. It's 6 days a week. You're doing something. And on the off day, you're watching something else.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an easy trick. It's for work. Now, I've been called out, why do we need to watch this Sunbelt game? And I don't have a great answer because I don't need to watch it for work. It's
well,
cash the ticket.
It's all it's in context ticket. Of the college football playoffs.
I don't need to see North Texas play. So some of this is picking and choosing.
It's the transfer portal for next year. This quarterback might ahead. Be at Alabama
he
next
could,
year.
He could be, John. So everybody knows the Lions are the centerpiece of your weekend. And I'll watch the Lions with my wife. She doesn't care about any other football. How do you navigate and negotiate? So we want to talk to our best negotiators, 248-539-9797. We have some ticket texts as well. Ticket texter says, that was epic. Trying to get my wife excited for football, I bought her a jersey so she can look cute for the games. Now she wants to go to games. He says, I need a second job for that, but that's how you get her involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, be careful what you ask for.
Colin went from confrontational Colin to car crash Colin, Scott and Carlton.
No, he's not driving.
Well, what?
Sometimes
yeah,
he
well,
is. Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah,
sometimes
that's when
is.
You got to step in. And
I mean, it hasn't happened, but that's what he would do
that's
for a Lion.
Do.
If it was a Lions game, he would not just listen to it. It would be on a screen.
Yep.
Guys, here's my advice. Ride the storm out and be awesome when you are available. 10 years of marriage, eventually the acceptance stage of grief takes over and you win.
Just... play the long game.
Play it. Uh-huh. Devin on a cell. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up?
Good. First time, long time here. So what I did is I got Lion season tickets. This is going to be my fifth season, and I've been taking her to all the games and slowly but surely getting her a jersey, getting her the Lions swag. Now she's starting to like more of the players on other teams as well as we go. And before you know it, now we're here. And every Monday, Sunday, Thursday, and Saturday, we're watching football. And she enjoys it, too.
Do you guys have kids?
We do not.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
that
big change.
That definitely solves a little bit of the problem.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Have you had a moment where she came to you and maybe there was a home game or maybe it was an away game. You just wanted to watch it on TV where – one of her friends or a group of friends said, hey, we'd like to go out. Has that situation...
Yes.
Okay. How do you do? How do you navigate
it,
that one?
It, she will tell them, no, we can't.
Okay. All right. Well done.
I'm lucky.
Yeah.
All right, Devin.
Yeah. Nice job in training.
We got a ticket texter who says, two TV setups solve the problem, Josh and Warren. I don't think Josh understands. It's about wanting to spend time with you, not just wanting to sit in front of a TV in a different room.
Right. Or it's about, I need a break from the kids.
Right.
It's your turn.
Because it's all well and good to say, well, I did that nice thing in the summertime.
Right.
Yeah, well, our kid needs something right now and I'm all mommed out. Right. I'm sure you're going to get in that spot where, how do you handle it? Lexi on a cell, you're on 97.1.
Hi, I'm actually the football watcher in my marriage. My husband does not care about football at all.
Okay.
He tolerates it at best. We've been together for 10 years, so, finally he tolerates it. But I also have two young daughters, and so when I watch college football and when I watch NFL, I'll try to choose a game on both Saturday and Sunday that I like really care about. And I'll tell them like, hey, you know, from 12 to 4, this is my time slot. I really want to watch this game. Please, can you take over the parenting responsibilities? But then if it's a game that I don't really care about, but I'm still interested in, I'll say, oh, the girls can watch it with me. You can go downstairs and you can game for a few hours. And, you know, he gets his time. I get my time. And it's worked out. It's a work in progress, but we got there.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been married?
7 years.
Okay.
I figured it out.
Right. Yeah. Good for you guys.
Crazy kids. They figured it out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Heather, have you and Colin talked at all about how Christmas Day is going down?
It's been referenced
on the text. It has been referenced at home multiple times, more jokingly.
No, but are we starting to actually
have the conversation?
You guys, Colin is not on board for a game on Christmas. He doesn't like the idea. He's on my side with this.
The division's on the line. They're playing the Minnesota Vikings.
I know. Yes, the game will be on. The game will be on.
Okay.
But will it take over the day?
It better not.
Like, when do you normally eat?
On Christmas?
Christmas dinner.
We don't really do a Christmas dinner. Oh. I guess, so, we go.
So, you can hear your the plans angst. Are flexible, is what I'm hearing.
John.
No, they're not.
Well, if you don't have a specific time that you eat, then you can eat before the game.
So I want to clarify, are you one of the families that, like, you have a bunch of stops on Christmas Day?
No,
like,
heck no.
Oh, then this is even easier. You do your gifts before the game starts, and then everybody has fun, and you're together, and you watch football.
Before noon, so you can watch the first game.
Right, the kids are going to get up. You'll have your moment. They'll look at the presents. You'll take photos.
Pistons could be on at noon.
You'll be wearing your pajamas. Everybody's just hunkered down at home. And what better thing to do than watch the Lions lock up a playoff spot or a seeding or a division title?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Tried, Colin. I will take you.
Oh, it's going to be on.
The game will be on, you guys.
It will take over the day.
My husband is obsessed. Sorry. The game will be on, but it's... Uh-huh. We haven't discussed yet how that will happen.
Mike, how do you...
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and then the fight.
Mike, how do you compromise, negotiate? How do you make football season work?
Hey, good morning, guys, and thanks for having me on. So my wife is from Louisiana, and we met in 2013 on our first date for the Lions game. And it was, if you recall, it was against the Bucks where Stafford hit Calvin in the chest near the end zone, bounced up, Bucks picked it off, and the game was over. But the first date was a Lions game, and I let her know then how much it meant to me. And now I have three daughters, all under the age of 6, and they all have Lions jerseys. They all have Lions stickers, and they're starting to love it. And so every Sunday, I don't need to fight the battle because the girls get their Lions jerseys out and their pom poms and their beaded necklaces and stuff, and they want to watch the Blue Lions. So it's been a lot of training, but from the get, I just let her know, you know, this is what I'm in love with, you know, win or lose. And, you know, this is the first time she's seen them win. So she's seen me for about, you know, 7-8 years struggle every Sunday.
But I think that's something we've noticed. Because the last couple years, they've been so damn good.
Mm-hmm.
People who weren't football fans now care about
them. Oh, sure.
So that makes it easier.
And it's
because
always,
you want to be part of it.
Always easier and better if you can make it a family affair.
Yeah.
And we're not just talking about Lions games. Like, same with our family. Our kids put on their Lions gear. Emily's got the pom-poms. She's got the beaded necklaces like this guy. They're excited about it. I'm excited about it. It's the other days.
It's all the
games.
So Monday night rolls around, and it's Aaron Rodgers' return to the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, I want to watch a game. You're like, well,
or it's Aaron Rodgers, who has beaten every team in the NFL except the Green Bay Packers. And when the Steelers play the Packers... Watch
franchises.
TV.
Is big matchup. Uh-huh.
And in the audio, it was all the NFL, all college football.
Right. You didn't have Maction in there, but once you get to November,
you got to do something
Wednesdays,
on. Yeah.
Got a big game coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Jason in Royal Oak. Jason, good morning.
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call. I'm not a great negotiator. And I'm not going to – well, I actually am a pretty good negotiator, but I don't like to negotiate about a lot of things. It sounds like my relationship is kind of similar to Heather and Colin's relationship. It sounds to me like Heather is the omega, or not the omega, the alpha in the relationship.
Yeah.
The alpha, yes. Heather is the alpha, as is my Michelle. My Michelle is also the alpha, and I like it like that because I am basically an omega in life. I'm a rear guard person, you know? But I like other people to take charge. So Heather is the alpha, as is my Michelle. So when it comes to, like, you know, like negotiation, I mean, if, and there are a lot of sports that I have to watch, like Michigan State football, Michigan State basketball, you know, like there are lots of Lions games. Mm-hmm. I will take the kids with me, you know, if Michelle doesn't, and Michelle is into sports too, you know. So if Michelle, for whatever reason, has to do something else, I will take the kids. I will be with the kids. And let's say we're on like a trip, you know, like you were, like you guys were talking about, you know, then I will find a way, like I will be driving and listening on the radio, or I will go to, like, let's say Paul's Pub in, you know, in Johannesburg. I'll be creative to find a way where we all, or just myself and the kids, can watch the game, you know what I'm saying? But I bottom line, I will always acquiesce because my family and my faith are the most important things in my life, you know, the people I love and my faith. So I will always acquiesce to that. So, like, you know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. No, listen, yeah. I think people got to have their priorities.
Yeah, we know.
And I would say, yeah, you got to have your priorities. And it's okay if one of your priorities is the thing you really like is watching the Lions on Sundays.
Yeah.
Where you're biting off more than you can chew sometimes if you're saying, I also want to watch every Monday night, every Thursday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. We have the convenience of it's for work.
Yeah.
You can play that card a few times.
Colin tries to use that for me. You know where you work, Heather. This would be good for your
good
work.
Good content, right, Heather. Yeah,
you know.
You should watch the game, right? You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does he hold your purse as well? Like it sounds like maybe Jason does. Can I go to the store?
No purse holding.
Ticket texters. Guys, my wife and I have had season tickets 7 years now, but this is our first with a newborn and I'm very worried. Signed, Anonymous. Me and my husband watch the Lions together and go to the disco club after. Signed, Kelsey. More ticket texts, more phone calls. We do have a Tigers Factor Fiction. First half receipts, end of the hour. It's 97.1.
All right, guys, it's Heather. Verizon thought of a lot of different ways they could show their appreciation to active military members and veterans, like rolling out the red carpet, providing a personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. Well, at Verizon, they're doing all of that in the form of special military discounts. That's why they're giving military and veteran families mobile plans with the military discounts starting at just $25 per line per month for 4 lines on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees, plus a 3-year price lock guarantee excluding taxes and fees. Think of it as their way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what I call a celebration. Visit your local Detroit Verizon store to learn more. Discount for personal lines only for military and veterans. Approved verification documents required. $30 per line per month for 4 lines, less $20 account discount. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. For unlimited welcome plan in times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're going to get to Heather's news. We have receipts from the first half of Major League Baseball. 8:50. Top of the hour. We're going to make college football great again. There's a lot of dissatisfaction with what's going on. I will present my case to make the sport great again, and John will campaign on his promises. See who does a better job. The ticket techs. That alpha guy just gave me the worst secondhand embarrassment I've ever experienced. Good Lord, get it together, man.
Ugh.
It's uncomfortable, John.
Mm-hmm.
This caller is a total beta. Did say his wife's the alpha.
He said he was an omega. Isn't that what he said?
I don't know what he said.
I think he did.
I'm not sure he understands the definition of those.
Sounds like Michelle makes him sit down when he pees.
Oh my God.
After asking permission.
I knew this guy was a Sparty right away, yeah. Signed Perch in Chesterfield.
I thought the same thing. I just wasn't going to say it out loud.
So are you saying that the Rico and Mike are...
Oh, here we go.
I mean, I'm just asking questions based on the feedback.
Ticket Texture says, was that Dylan Larkin that just called in? Okay.
Oh!
All right. Okay. This is crossing some lines. People are bad people. Was married 16 years. Couldn't take the constant fights just to watch the Michigan and the Lions. I got divorced. My new wife loves football. Problem solved. And Cameron says, simple solution. Stay single.
Wow. Yes, you could be alone your whole life. You could be married to the Lions.
The point is, you should be able to be with someone who respects your interests and your hobbies. Football season's a different animal, especially for John and I, but we know a lot of you listening, this is the best time of the year, and you want to have your time where you're watching your team, and it's not just the Lions, it's also Michigan or Michigan State, and you like football, so on a primetime game on a Thursday night or Monday night, you're interested, you want to watch. How do you negotiate that time at home? Because it is important to you, and it could be, we've had people call in. Different solutions, different negotiating tactics. Kids throw a wrench in this.
They do.
That's another big part of this.
But technology has made it so much easier. There are times, and Lisa is as big of a football fan as I am. She went to a high school that was dominated by football. Her brother was one of my teammates at Michigan. And so, like, football has been a huge part of her life. there still comes a time when, you know, hey, Teddy needs, just absolutely needs to go to bed. Yeah. And it's a prime time game. It's at night. Technology has made it so easy. There are times where I'll put Teddy to bed and I'll watch it on my phone while he's going to sleep.
With
the earbud. Yep. Yeah.
Super quick for Heather. Ticky-tacks.
Yes. Okay.
So if you don't go to dinner or you don't go somewhere and you're not eating dinner at 4:30 on Christmas Day, what's the big deal if the TV's on?
Because it takes Colin away from the family. He's no longer engaged in what we're doing. And because he is 100% engaged with the TV and the game. That's what he wants to be. But he also wants to be engaged with the family.
But you got their Christmas morning and their gifts and the joy. And do we need to watch Tim Allen's The Santa Claus for the 40th time? I mean,
of course not.
Put the game on.
No. So, no.
Okay.
The TV does not need to be on the whole time. He struggles with this because he loves the Lions so much that he wants to be 100% committed to watching the game. But he also loves Christmas Day and Christmas Eve as much as I do. And he wants to be 100% committed to his family.
Right.
So he struggles with how will I do both?
Well, I think what Heather's saying is that it's not a passive watch for him.
Right.
It's a very active involvement.
It's not background noise. Him.
Right. But here's the secret to his future success is he may have to make the sacrifice of missing a few minutes of a game, which he can go back and watch.
And he
but
does.
It is, which I'm sure he does.
Yes.
But it is getting Emily and Brooks involved in the game, even if it's only for Brooks. Like right now, I know he's what, a year and a half. He's going to be two here soon. It's for 5 or 6 minutes. And making it fun for him. And then when it's no longer fun for him, it's something that Brooks wants to do. But making those little snippets when they're 2, 3, 4, and 5, they want to do fun things with dad. So make it fun. Don't wear it out because you don't want it to be boring for them. So then when they're 8 and 9 years old and mom says, let's go to the apple orchard, all the kids say, no, we want to watch the game with dad.
John, I agree with you. But there's other games. You don't need to do that on Christmas.
See, Heather's big thing here is can we have one freaking day where we just shut it all off?
Because I agree with what you said. That's great. Let's get them excited about football and the Lions. I love that idea, but I don't love doing it on Christmas Day.
Right.
That's all.
But my plan is for Colin that in 6 years, when the Lions are again playing on Christmas, he has now made the kids choose sides. And they choose him.
They either choose Christmas or the Lions.
No, they have to they get toys in the morning.
Both. Yeah. The beauty is both.
It's turning the tide.
Heather with the news. Heather, what's going on?
Let's talk little Jay Cutler. You might have seen him trending on social media. He found himself in the middle of controversy after he posted a series of photos from a South African hunting safari. And basically a full-blown debate broke out in the comment section of his social media. He posted a photo.
Snap your fingers at me.
No. I never snap my fingers, which is so funny that I did that today. But I just needed you to stop laughing. He posted a photo of himself posing over a dead antelope with the caption, kicked off the Africa hunt with a beauty, sable down. It was a sable antelope.
Yeah.
And he was obviously thrilled about the killed. Yeah, it was a beautiful animal for sure. A lot of the followers were absolutely disgusted by it. Some said, wow, Jay, you killed a wild animal in a place it's rarely hunted and had zero idea you were a threat. Super impressive, buddy. And this is nothing to brag about. A lot of comments very much similar to those. Obviously, the comments didn't face him because he continued to post about the hunt, some videos, some more photos, as well as some other animals he killed. Of course, there were people that pointed out that, hey, he didn't break any laws, right?
No.
This was part
Had
of a regulated
appropriate licenses.
Trophy hunting program there.
Hey, if you don't like it, then don't hunt. But don't get upset with those of us that enjoy fair chase.
Sure. Okay. Royal Oak. I don't care that you hunt deer or pheasants or whatever you go out and hunt. Whatever
Ducks,
you squirrel,
rabbits,
sure,
squirrels.
Whatever.
Yes.
You do you. To me, this is a little different that the big game hunting and is different to me. And I don't follow Jay, so I didn't have to see any of the photos. I don't love seeing photos of people with their kill. I don't love that. I don't need to see that for me, but I
so my perspective is, if you're going to use all parts of the animal, if you're going to eat it and you're going to use all parts, then it's no different than hunting a deer locally here or hunting ducks. But don't let it all go to waste.
No, I'm not a hunter.
Yeah.
I've never grew up with anybody hunting, and it's just not my thing. But you do you.
It went viral. Yep.
Royal Oak has just approved a new parking system that will replace the current confusing system, I guess you could call it. So starting in January, Royal Oak will go from the current system where you use a pay station, or there is an app, right? I think there is
so
an app.
There's these pay stations, but I honestly avoid all the headache because the garages are 2 hours free. But I'd like to be able to use more of this stuff without the headaches.
So basically now you pay for the spot. It turns green. If your time runs out, though, you get a ticket mailed directly to your house.
Had that happen.
Well, the city commission approved this new agreement, which is basically like what you see in Detroit, or you mentioned Ferndale, where you can use Park Mobile.
Yeah, just on your app, on your phone, and you can add time if you're running late somewhere.
And I also read that this new system will eliminate the back-in parking, which has been confusing for a lot of people as well.
It's not confusing, and I know John's point is it's safer.
Yes.
It stops and impedes the flow of traffic to stop and back into a spot. If you back out, you're only backing out when traffic allows, so it doesn't slow people down on the main stretches.
It's all about vision and being able to see. You could see better pulling out straight than you can backing out, especially when there is cross traffic, let alone, you know, a parking lot.
It's all about the pullout game. All right.
Oh, when in doubt.
That's what he said. Sorry, Heather.
It's the news.
That's all we have time for.
That's all I got.
Okay, then. Coming up next, look, we can laugh at ourselves. First half, fact or fiction. What do we think the Tigers would do? Some of the big storylines in Major League Baseball. We cash those receipts next. Then we're going to get into making college football great again. I know people have issues with the game. We'll do that top of the hour. It's 97.1.
Value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. When I have a question about my finances, I turn to my bank, and that is First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchant doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check-off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They're going to take the time to learn about my life and my personal financial goals and work with me to build a plan that fits my unique situation. That's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They care about you as an individual. They see you as a person, not just as a number. And they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. You can count on that since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community because it's their community as well. And we all have to work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.